I have not yet had the pleasure of meeting all of you. I'm excited that we have a couple minutes together now. A couple of minutes together, at the very beginning of a year that we're going to dedicate to conquering Masechet Brachos, at the end of the week, of Parshas Hazinu. What I'd love to do in the couple minutes we have together is get into the intersection of those two things. Because there's a pasuk, the very beginning of Hazinu, and the Gemara Brachos, two different places in the Brachos, interprets in two different ways. The Gemara takes this pasuk and gives two different angles on it, two different halachos, both halachos do it from others. I'd love to share that with you and think for a few minutes about what those halachos teach me. The pasuk is Kishem Hashem Ekra, Rabbi Gozal Elohim. The very beginning of Hazinu. Literally, if I'm about to call the name of Hashem, Kishem Hashem Ekra, Havu Golo Lakeinu. You, multiple people, give praise to Hashem. What does that mean? So at the beginning of the seventh parak, anyone here learning the seventh parak of Brachos? Okay. What's the seventh parak about?
Three people eating together and
making a zimah. That's right. And the Gemara says, how do you know, even if one person eats bread, he benches afterwards. If three or more men bench together, they begin by one person saying, here, let's praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everyone else joins in. Where does that come from? One of the sources we have, the very beginning of the plan, hey, is this pasuk. If I'm going to call the name of Hashem, Kishem Hashem Akra, you plural, havu, you two or three people. Exactly. So that's Zimun. That's the Gemara in the seventh parak, the Afnan Hey. This pasuk is the source for Zimun. Earlier, more than 20 blood earlier, in the third parak, the Gemara says in Daf Chaf Aleph, a different halacha based on the same pasuk. Birkas HaTorah. Kishem Hashem Ekra on Daf Chaf Aleph, you understand, it means I'm going to call the name of Hashem and I'm going to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Before I do that, first, Havu Godel HaKinu. You don't just jump into learning. You praise that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you say a bracha, Birkas HaTorah, we do every morning in advance of learning. If you're planning to learn before Shacharis, make sure you say Birkas HaTorah first. So, both halachas we're familiar with. You've heard of Zimun, you've heard of Birkas HaMazon. Just to think a little bit about sort of the larger idea. The part of the larger idea of Zimun is something that goes way beyond benching. And it's this. You can bench by yourself, but when you bench with a group, there's added value. There's no one else had bread, you bench, but it'll be a different level of mitzvah if it can be done as a group. That's a larger, powerful idea. That I'm going to do the right thing, you're going to do the right thing, even if you're the only guy, whether there's just no one else around or there are other people around, but they're not necessarily making as healthy and appropriate decisions as you are. You can do the right thing regardless. We do mitzvahs as yechidim. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, that's on the first page of Shulchan Aruch. The very first commentary on what makes Shulchan Aruch is, you got to have, if you want to live the way Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to live, you have to have the strength to go it alone. Sometimes you have to. But there's so much power in doing mitzvahs as part of a group. There's so much power in doing the right thing as part of a group of people doing the right thing. And it's true in a lot of ways, not just in sort of the obvious ways. If people are drawn by some yitzhar or another, and it's hard to fight against negative peer pressure. It's better when you have positive peer pressure, it's for sure true. But it's a bigger idea than that. What would you say, in the mitzvah of tzedakah, is that a personal mitzvah or is that a group mitzvah?
It starts as a personal, yeah, then right, turns into a group.
No, or it could be given as a group.
Right. So it certainly starts as an individual mitzvah because the mitzvah is to give my money, not to give your money. That's called theft. Giving my money is called tzedakah. So sometimes people donate other people's money. That's not okay. So clearly it begins as an individual mitzvah. I give my money, you give your money, he gives her his money, she gives her money. But at the same time, the Rambam writes that tzedakah obviously is a chobos hayachid, it's an individual mitzvah. He said, but we've never come across, he said, throughout Jewish history, throughout the centuries, throughout the continents, we've never heard of a Jewish community that didn't have an organized communal structure for giving tzedakah, for gathering tzedakah, and for giving out tzedakah. Many of your shuls probably have a rabbinic discretionary account that people can give, and people who are in need are taken care of quietly, privately, elegantly. And you're no doubt familiar with loads of organizations. Take care of this need and that need, and that's tzedakah done as a group. That's a chovah satzivo. So that's a powerful idea to think about. We do the right thing, even as individuals, absolutely. You don't only do the right thing when we're part of a group. But at the same time, doing the mitzvah as part of a group is a whole new level. That's part of the idea of zivum. Yishem Hashem nachra hovu ve'elokeinu. I'll bench myself, but if I can bench together with you, that'll be so much richer. And then the other mitzvah, he said, is the mitzvah of Birkas Torah. The Ramban has something fascinating to say about Birkas Torah. They say for our mitzvahs, Ramban Torah, Birkas Torah is a mitzvah. The Raisa ought to be counted among the Tariq mitzvahs. He says, then what is the mitzvah? See, he says, I'll say it slightly differently, but he's essentially, you know, Avraham Avinu, Hashem basically parachuted him into this world, and he had to figure out the rules before he could follow. He had to figure out the map. He had to write the map before he could hike with the map. And the Ramban says, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the gift of the map. Living life the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to live is challenging enough. There's desire, there's temptation, there's distraction. You know, everyone has loads of Yitzhak Hara. That's by design. It's part of Alma Zeh. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu at least did us the favor of taking care of the first piece of us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the map of compass. He said, you want to live a life that's really meaningful and a life that will get you to satisfaction in this world and the next world? Here's the guide. Here's the guide. Here's the map. Here's the compass. Here's the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us that gift. It's worth appreciating. And once again, sort of step out and generalize a little bit. A lot of times it's true that there are gifts in our lives that we take for granted. Everyone has rough spots in his life. And everyone has gifts in his life. Gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gifts from other people. And people do things for you on a regular basis. You just sort of take for granted. The good stuff that's always around, you just sort of take for granted. You stop saying thank you. So Birkas HaTorah, Havu Bodo L'Elokeinu, is a reminder, everyone just to be grateful. Sometimes you got to stop and just like notice the things that are going well and the people who are taking care of me. Notice the ways in which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of me. And to stop and say thank you. Powerful stuff. Birkas HaTorah is an example of that. Birkas HaTorah is also an example of appreciating the power of having a guide for life. Appreciating the power of having a map for how to live. It's plenty challenging to live the right way, but at least to have a sense of here's what you're going to follow, and here are your goals, and here are your tools. It's a powerful gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a little bit, a lick, of some of the larger lessons from this at this intersection of Hazinu and Brachos, the two interpretations that Gemara has in the second paragraph and the third paragraph, on that pasuk, you share with your mentor, I'll go to the volcano.